This is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca.
Stating clearly that America and Washington, D.C. overwhelmingly reject their message, overwhelmingly reject their hate. And I think that's all that's necessary is to show other Americans that this isn't normal, this isn't something that should be tolerated.
A counter-protester yesterday just across from the White House in Lafayette Park here in Washington, D.C., where a huge rally was scheduled to be held to unite the so-called right wing of American politics. A lot of anticipation that never actually materialized when those espousing hatred and bigotry essentially didn't show up. AP's Julie Walker reports.
Counter-protesters far outnumbered the 30 or so white nationalists who showed up for the Unite the Right rally in D.C., organized by Jason Kessler.
A lot of white people feel aggrieved.
A few blocks away at Freedom Plaza, at least 1,000 counter-protesters gathered, including Reverend Graylin Hagler.
This country is a country of inclusivity and not xenophobia.
These events mark the one-year anniversary of the rally that brought neo-Nazis, white supremacists, KKK members, and others to Charlottesville, where a counter-protester was run over and two troopers killed in a helicopter crash. I'm Julie Walker.
For more on this story, visit our website at voanews.com. More than 430 people have now been confirmed dead from last week's devastating earthquake that struck off the Indonesian island of Lombok. The death toll continues to rise as search and rescue crews reach affected villages cut off from the outside world by the disaster. Sporadic clashes continue for the control of Afghanistan's southeastern city of Ghazni amid conflicting claims about whether the government or the Taliban insurgency control key installations. The Afghan army chief says his forces were conducting counteroffensives to evict Taliban fighters from the city. This is VOA News. Turkey's finance minister says his government has prepared an action plan aimed at easing market concerns that have led to a slump in the value of the nation's currency, the lira. Turkey was hit by a financial shockwave this past week as the lira nosedived 14% over concerns about the government's economic policies and a trade and diplomatic dispute with the United States. Middle East Institute scholar Zubair Iqbal tells VOA that Turkey has been having economic problems for months.
In the case of Turkey, things had started to go wrong in the very early stages of 2018. The economy is heavily dependent on foreign capital, and that foreign capital has to be repaid. The current account deficit is quite large, and with the pressure on the lira, there has been a tendency to walk away from lira, which complicates matters in the sense that now Turkey will have even less resources available to repay.
Turkey's President Recep Tayyip Erdogan warns of drastic measures if businesses withdraw foreign currency from the banks. A retired Chinese professor who was taken away by authorities during a live television interview with VOA's Mandarin service nearly 2 weeks ago has been allowed to return home under strict security. The 84-year-old Sun Wenguang was detained on August the 1st after being critical of the Chinese leadership on human rights issues. Roy Worley is a professor emeritus of economics at University of Illinois in Springfield, a state that is a huge part of the U.S. Farm Belt. He described the trade war waged by the U.S. government as terrible, as it would hurt all according to economic rules.
I think it's terrible. It's the dumbest thing that we could possibly do. And the economics are that everybody will be hurt by this around the world, not just our two countries. It's a very short-sighted, narrow approach.
China and the United States recently started their second round of trade friction measures by imposing 25% tariffs on another $16 billion U.S. dollars worth of imports from the other countries starting in the same time on August the 23rd. An explosion at a building thought to be used by an arms dealer killed at least 42 people, including 12 children, in Syria's rebel-held Idlib province. In the meantime, Jan Egelin, the senior advisor to the UN Special Envoy for Syria, warns everyone will be trapped in Idlib.
This area is screaming for diplomatic solutions. It's yearning for the best diplomats, the best military negotiators to sit down between each other and come to agreements, knowing that there wouldn't be another Idlib to be evacuated to.
I'm Joe Palca, VOA News.